We're going to do wins and accountability. So that piece for sure. But then I want to ask whatever questions that you have, especially on the hot seat shakeup beforehand, and then we'll go and walk into the intake process. Last time we walked through the intake process, it didn't take too long. So we actually finished up early, and I made everybody do a stop doing list, kind of like what I did with you guys, Tiffany and Muna and Brandon last time. So I want to do a check-in on that afterwards, guys, just so you guys know who are listening in that did it last week. Just in case you didn't actually do it. And then, look at Runa's face. So then we'll walk through that intake form to make sure that you guys know exactly step by step what needs to happen. Does that make sense? Yay, yep. Go team. All right. So I'm going to pull up the wins and accountability, but I want to ask if you guys have any questions on the hot seat shakeup. Yesterday I was asking the other group also, because I know some people left. And if you have any questions, if you're concerned, anything like that, I just want to get it all out on the table so that way everybody's clear. Did anyone have any questions on that? I can see your faces now. This is great. So instead of just dead silence, I see shaking no. I love this. Okay. At the very end, I told a couple of you guys at the beginning that we'll decide whether we're going to do video or not. Because if you guys don't want to do video, that's okay. But if you do, then if somebody's traveling or something like that, you can always do a call in and we could typically do video. So I'm going to ask you guys that at the end, and I'll shoot a little note out for Arion also. All right. So no questions so far. You guys can hit me up anyway if anything comes up. So everybody seems happy and all is well in the world. And I love this new group. And I love the other new group. This is what I was saying too. I think you guys are a really good fit. You have very similar business models. A lot of you have very similar backgrounds. Lots of kids involved in all the people that we've got on here. So you guys understand what's going on. And you've got kick-ass businesses also. So the momentum of the group can really go forward, because a lot of you are working on systemizing and really paying attention, because you've been having some amazing months. So let's move into wins and accountability first, and then we will go to the intake form. But I'll give you the link again, just in case you guys didn't get it. It's eventualmillionaire.com/intake. Very simple. Now that's an editable PDF. We got asked yesterday to create a doc file also. So we're going to be creating a doc file if it's a little easier for you. But we'll go over that in just a second. So go ahead and download that while you can. Let's see who's not paying attention that I could call first now. See, I love video. This is great. All right. You're all paying attention now. Darn it. All right, Muna, we're going to go with you. What are your wins and accountability for the week?
Wins. I terminated my employee. That was the first time I've ever done it.
You didn't even text me? Wow. How'd it go?
It was awesome. He's like, he was so thankful.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. He said I gave him an opportunity when nobody else did. And he's, you know, I can outsource some things to him on an outsource basis. He's good at some stuff, not everything else. So
lessons learned. Go you. Yeah. Especially that it went well.
Yes. It was, you know, I had the butterflies going into it first time, but it was good. And accountability, I started implementing the stop doing list and the actually trying to build the master schedule. I'm not as far along as I'd like to, but we're getting there. And I almost fired 2 clients. We're getting in firing discussions. So it's been a good week.
I love the good weeks are the firing and the firing and the firing. Go, Muna.
Trying to simplify my life.
But that's the thing, right? So like we sometimes feel like we're stuck in this, and we're not. We can do whatever the hell we want. Sometimes it's not necessarily fun, but we can do whatever the hell we want. So go you. And let me know how I can support you on the master schedule stuff. We're actually creating new documents for that, for a new video that I'm doing on it. So actually chatting with you about it later this week on what is working and what isn't working for it might be helpful, because we're doing a whole bunch of research on it also. Okay, so we can make it better and faster and easier. That way you actually use it. I think that's kind of important. Awesome. All right, Brandon, I'm going to have you go up next. What are your wins in accountability for the week?
For the accountability, I did get all of the active actions done, and I did quit looking at my phone before breakfast. So haven't checked email or anything, news or anything before breakfast this week.
Really? How does it feel? Uh-oh, cutting out a little.
It is nice because I'm not seeing – I'm sorry – it is nice because I'm not seeing those bad emails first thing.
Because they're always bad when you look at them in the morning. You know that.
Yeah. I'm trying to get back to my office, so I have good internet.
Okay, no problem. Awesome. So everything else is going well, though?
Going well. Yep.
Perfect. I'm writing all this stuff down, so don't think I'm not paying attention to you guys. I'm looking at the sheet, and now that. So now you can pay attention to me on what I'm actually doing. Leia said yesterday, she's like, I have ADD, so I'm sculpting while I'm listening, but don't worry, I'm listening and not paying attention to you whatsoever. I'm like, that's okay, I doodle. So if you guys see me while I'm here, I'm actually paying attention. It looks horrible that I'm not. All right, so all of that. Hey, Brandon, how long do you want to keep doing that for? Do you want to do another week?
I'd like to make it a permanent habit.
Good. All right, so I'm going to check in with you next week, or not next week, because next week is the holiday, but afterwards. There we go. And Julie, I just muted you, just so you know, it was just noise in the background. All right, next week. All right, Tiffany, you're up next. What are your wins in accountability for the week?
My win is I tested, I think, 11 or 12 recipes last week.
Wow.
Food coming out of our ears. It's crazy. And I put a bunch of recipes, everything that I had tested but hadn't gone into the manuscript is now in there. So I have 70 recipes, 75 if we count one of them as, like, it's multiple recipes. They want 101.
So close.
Yeah, I can see the finish line. Yeah. And the editor she asked when I was hoping to get them done. I am hoping to get the recipes done by mid-August so that I'm done. So she was, she's like, yeah, because we want to schedule the photographer in September or October. So
perfect. And that was still on plan, exactly what you planned on anyway. So are you still on the deadline?
Yes. I thought, though, that according to their contract, I had until October 1st to get all of that done. But that's okay because I really, really want it done.
And we already pre-planned for exactly what they were hoping for. So that works out, thankfully, very good. And you don't have to catch up. Is there anything that would make that easier for you? We can come over and eat the food if that's helpful.
Yeah, I gave away so much food last week. I kept calling my neighbor. I fed her 3 days in a row.
I really annoyed that you don't live near me, Tiffany. I'm sorry.
I couldn't handle it. So I had to go out the door. And in the meantime, weirdly, we've eaten out a lot because when I'm not testing, I'm like, I'm not cooking.
Seriously.
I'm not taking anything homemade to anybody. You know, no potlucks are getting homemade food. So
you're smart. You're very smart. And soon this will be done. It's hilarious. Not hilarious. It's funny that the creation process for you is about cooking food. Because to me, I'm like, I can't even fathom what that's like. So the fact that you're getting so much and getting so much done, but thank goodness you're getting paid for it also. So at least that's something, right?
Yes.
Perfect. So let me know if I can support you in any of that, because I know a lot of, I'm looking at your accountability stuff, many chat broadcasts out of my comfort zone. So let me know if I can help you with that and or pre-plan and prep to make things better, because you might want a week off on all this cooking also, by the way. And so if you can change it around.
Yeah, and I do have some weeks off. Good. And that's why I'm like trying, like this week we have Bible school at church and it's, not happening. But so then next week it's going to be a big cooking week again before we're gone the next week. And
okay, good. As long as you feel on top of it and not overwhelmed by cooking too much. Such is life. Can't wait to get the cookbook so that way my assistant Krista actually can follow the cookbook. I'm here too. Awesome. All right, Julie, you're up next. What are your wins in accountability for the week? Oh, hold on. Let me unmute you because I muted you before. All right, go ahead.
Okay. When is that I'm hiring for my new contract and it's all going to begin this week. So I'm excited about hiring for that. I did cold calling and I didn't get anywhere with my cold calling, but somebody called me to sell me their product, and I flipped it around, and I sold them my services.
Did you actually sell them?
I have an appointment tomorrow, and he said yes. So, and I've done this before where somebody called me, and I was like, I just flip it around. It's a lot of fun. I'm like, so I think I do better when somebody's already built a little bridge, and then I can even flip it around.
Go. That is ridiculously impressive, Julie. Ridiculously. See, this is why those warm leads that will be coming into your website, which is what we're working on, will be really helpful, because I think the sale would be way easier for you. So if you can get somebody to flip, very impressive. Hopefully you could be like, call me, everybody, randomness. I will sell you later. That's so impressive.
So yes. And I need to systematize things. And I was looking to see, that was on my action item last week. I did not do it. It's on my action item this week. So we will see.
Okay. So I'm copying and pasting, and guess who gets to sing next? Well, actually you have 2 weeks off, because next week is the holiday. So go you. But when we come back, if you don't do it, you get to sing, but it gives you plenty of
time. There
you
go. I need to get it done.
All right. Well, good. It will be well. Or this is what Joelle has this option. And I am looking, I literally, after the call, started looking up ridiculously hilarious songs that I would love Joelle to sing. So same with you. I think you'll actually do it. Not that Joelle won't, but I'm pretty sure you will. So I'll wait a little while before I pick some songs for you. But they'll
Thank
be awesome.
You.
They'll most likely be rap, just so you know, Julie.
Thank you.
Right. Yes, you're so welcome. I'm so glad I could help you with this. Ben, go ahead.
And I actually was thinking the same thing when you said Tiffany's going to come out with her cookbook, because I want to hire somebody in the fall, and I want them to cook us two to three times a week. And I was like, we can go through Tiffany's cookbook.
Tiffany, you're helping us. Thank you so much for this.
My 14-year-old cooked yesterday. So.
Really?
So your assistants can do this.
We might need a Facebook Live with Carissa, so you can actually teach her. Just so you
she
know,
would she, be awesome on Facebook Live.
She would be amazing. She burnt my daughter's cake. Horrible, so bad for her birthday. So bad, poor girl. I felt horrible. But it would be great. You could be like, anybody can cook. Let me show you how. But she would totally be up for that. And I would also be totally up for that if I could get food at the end of it. That would be great. You guys are awesome. All right, Ben, you're up next. What are your wins and accountability for the week?
So I remember I had hired a sales manager.
Uh-oh.
So I basically hired a boss for me, because I do all the sales. And so I told her like kick my butt, like just make me do it, you know? And so she onboarded yesterday, and it kind of forced me also to kind of write out my entire sales process and the full, all the different email sequences and different situations. And so I had it all kind of laid out. I have it kind of bits and pieces all over the place, but now it's like this super organized thing. And she's instructed to take that and analyze it, what works, what doesn't, and improve it, and kind of don't just follow my script, but improve upon it. Your goal is to make it better than it currently is, not just take what I have and you know, I could train a monkey to do what I'm doing, but I want someone to analyze it, look at the numbers, and say anyway. So she's running on that. Got her onboarded, which is actually going to free up about 15 hours a week of my time. In theory, so we'll see how that goes.
In theory.
Well, that's one thing, you always find 15 hours of stuff other to do. So, and then part of that's going to be going after a different avatar. It allows me time to kind of test those waters and do that sort of stuff. I was just last week, interviewed and published on two podcasts that were very industry specific. Nice. And I could see a lot of the leads coming in more and more. And then I'm actually getting interviewed today at one by another podcast, but it's a video podcast, which is different. And then I was published on an industry like a PDF they pushed out to like about 120,000 people. And I saw a big part of it. I put a link to my podcast or to my YouTube channel, and I saw a big spike in subscribers just from that, just from writing content. And then there was I spoke at two events, like live. One was virtual like this, but then the other one was actual physically. I drove to a location and gave a presentation. And that was late last week.
Man, you're doing a lot, Ben. That's insane.
Well, I'm trying to, well, this, if I'm a salesperson, I need leads coming in. And these are lead generating activities that I know work. So I'm just like, okay, let's do all this. And then now we'll get the leads. And because right now, I mean, up to this point, I have enough leads to keep me busy, to keep everything going. Everything works fine. But the theory is that I have more leads and I can sift through them better and segment them out and then actually make more money off the leads. That quality lead, you know, off the quality and then downgrade the lower ones and all that sort of stuff. So,
oh, yeah.
And then one of my lead technical implementers for the SEO has been backlogged since January. Huh. And she told me today, or she told me last Friday, that as of Wednesday, she'll be out of work, which is like a good thing, which means I can give her more stuff. And her background is more in management and so I'm going to move her to take over. I'm going to find, I got a handful of tasks that I'm doing, not the sales tasks that she's going to be, I'm going to put on her plate. And hopefully by next month at this time, I'll be 95% out of my business.
Okay. Which is huge because as Muna, we told you guys last time that last Ben hot seat was, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. This is insane. What do I do? Right? Like give up, throw hands in the air, which is funny because I texted you apparently yesterday, Ben, and I accidentally texted a different Ben, which was funny. I was like, just checking in on you. He's like, so I haven't heard from you in forever. I was like, oh yeah, we just chatted last week. Anyway, so I tried, Ben, I tried. I was checking in on your overwhelm. So it's ridiculously impressive that you can go from, oh my gosh, so extremely overwhelmed and best month ever to hoping in a month to be 95% out of most of the work. That's ridiculously impressive. And I know we're like this, but you know what I mean. Even if you're 80% out of the work, that's really, really impressive.
Yeah, I've been trying to lay the groundwork for all this forever. And everything's just kind of just coming together.
Yeah. And it was the crazy storm before. Hopefully we're going to move everything past. Have I introduced you to Marie Massey yet?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. So she has a list of all photographers. So that would probably be helpful too. She used to be a client of mine also.
Very nice.
Yes. If you want leads, you tell me when you want the introduction. Maybe you want to slow down for a second, but I'm going to write it down. Okay.
Okay.
Great. Perfect. All right. Yeah. Arian didn't have a chance to hop on. That's too bad. I wish we could have seen his face before vacation. So what we'll do, if you guys have that downloaded, I'm going to actually share my screen so you won't see my face anymore. Now let's see. There we go. Can you guys see my screen?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. So what I wanted to do was just walk through this so you understand what each piece is. Because, and as I told you guys this before, I know you guys technically know each other considering you met at the retreat, but we don't know the business model very well. We don't know what types of products everybody's doing. And this is going to be good not only for that when you're in your hot seat, so everybody can pull that up, but also for you because we're 6 months through the year and we have 6 months left and we want to make sure that we're really paying attention to what is most important and what's working right now. So that way we can do the best we can and you guys can take some time off like we've been planning on and relax a little bit like you've been trying to do and doing really well. I shouldn't say that, but you guys understand that when we systemize, it goes a little crazy. So at the beginning, you just write in your goal, which I know you guys all have your goal. And we all have quarterly sessions coming up really soon too. So we're gonna go over this piece. But what I would love is for you to actually put in what the goals for January, what you actually did, January, February, March, April, May, and June, right? So June's almost over. And then what we're going to do is put in how many more we need for each month afterwards, right? So we'll do sort of like a gap to goal, kind of like we do on our quarterly calls anyway. I'm at this much so far because I've made this much so far at the beginning of the year. That means for every month, I need to hit this in order to hit that goal that I set at the beginning. Does that make sense? So far, everybody understand? That way we can take a look at a glance on where we're actually at. So I know it looks a little weird. It's January, February, March this way, but it's because it's by quarter, right? So this is first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. Make sense? Awesome. Then what we're looking for is the average revenue per month for the last year. And so this just makes sense. So you can have a general idea on what we're typically hitting over the last month. So we can see how far we are off of July also, or whatever the months are that we're trying to do, whether you have launches or something like that, or we're really trying to push forward. That's good. And that's going to be good for everybody else to know also, along with the average leads per month. So these are a lot of your KPIs that we're looking for you to have. If you don't, and you're not paying attention to how many leads you have, definitely try and look that up, because we still need to know what those are, right? So, and a few of you do different types of sales, and we'll scroll down in just a minute and go over sort of the breakdown of how that works. But I'm also looking for the average of hours working per week, right? I've been talking to quite a few about that, and what your goal is. So when we do a hot seat, we can go, okay, Ben is working 60 hours a week right now, and he does not want to be, he wants to be working 30 hours. So I'm not going to tell him 12 different things he can do, right? Because then it's going to be overwhelming and crazy. It's less about that and more about how can we do this really, really efficiently so we can try and hit the goal number also. Does that make sense to everybody? And I know some of you like are working less. Like I know Tiffany, well, I don't know how many you're doing right now, but I know you were doing 20 to 30 hours typically beforehand. And so I really want to make sure that I also know how much you're working right now at that 6 month mark, along with how much we want to work. Make sense? Okay. And you guys can stop me if you have any questions along the way then too, okay? All right. So, and this is the one-stop shop, right? So we're actually going to put, when you guys submit this to me, because it says EM intake and then your name, make sure you put your name. I'll upload it and then we'll link it in your normal master sheet, okay? So that way you can go, okay, let's look at this. And whoever's in the hot seat, let's look at their key differentiator. Let's look at their avatars. So you can come from a place of actually knowing exactly who and what to sell, right? For the other group, Leia has like 17 different products and different things to do. And so everybody trying to rehash of what she's selling and when is a little bit difficult. So that's the point of making this a little bit easier. So in three sentences, I want to know what makes you different than your competitors. Some of you already know this. Some of you are going to be trying to refine this a little bit. So let me know if you have questions on this, but I want it to be solid enough to write there and keep it. Make sense? Oh, poor Julie sneezing. See, this is the only other problem with video, right? I'm like, oh, are you okay? All right. So then we're going to go to the avatars. I want you to have a hardcore description of your avatar, not only demographics, I know you guys know that quite a bit, but also where they hang out and that sort of stuff. So when we're looking at giving you marketing advice, we have that information there also. Okay. So some of you have more than one avatar. So for Ben, I know you have your very typical avatar, but you're looking to expand to another. So write that down in the avatar description. Hey, I'm doing a beta or whatever it is. It's going to be this type of avatar instead. Some of you also have timeline avatars, right? So like for me, I have the beginner type people, the intermediate and the advanced, right? So you can use those as avatar descriptions if you break them up that way also. Any questions on that at all? Not so far. Then, and this is going to be good for you guys also, especially 5 years from now when we go back and look at these and see where you are at, because you're going to be awesome and on my show. So what we're looking for here is the name of your product, okay, the description of what it is. And what we determined in the last group is if it is a beta or a brand new product, please write that in the description so we know that. Like, hey, we're testing this one right now. We just started this a month ago, something like that. Who the avatar is, what the price point is, and how many sales on average per month, right? So that way we can actually rank them and figure out which ones your best products and services are. So even for you, Muna, what I would probably put in here is whatever the strategy stuff you want to be doing, yep. Right? And the yep. Avatar of who that is and the price point. So that way we can get a really clear picture on where you want to move into.
Got it.
Awesome. Does anyone have any questions on that so far? Self-explanatory. The other group was saying if you have a launch or something like that, that's a different sales per month. But what I'm looking to get out of is figuring out what your number one products are that are making you the most sales per month. And ideally have a quick snapshot so you can go, oh, that one makes nothing. Wow, huh. I'm spending a lot of time on that. Maybe I shouldn't be doing that piece anymore, right? It's sort of the whole 80-20 rule of being able to see it all in a snapshot also. All right. So then the marketing channels, dun, dun, dun. And I know this, this is, so for some of you really good and for others of you a pain in the butt. So what we're looking for is to write down your number one, number two, and number three marketing channels. I don't like people only having one marketing channel, ideally. And also the KPIs and what you're measuring on that. So if it is YouTube or Facebook Live and leads, what are we typically doing for that? How often are we doing it? And what are our measurable KPIs? So how many leads are we getting per month from that specific avenue, right? And I know, Tiffany, numbers are not your thing. So, but having a snapshot of like how many leads and or how many views you're getting on average videos would be really awesome to be able to go back to later also. Okay. So if you do this and you realize that you don't have very many avenues, right, or you're testing quite a few and they're not totally working, that's what we're looking for. Because as I told you guys at the very, very beginning, I want you to have really solid, predictable, ideally, marketing channels, because if one goes away, right, we want to make sure we have a couple others to be able to pull it up. So if referrals are your best thing, but that's sort of the only thing that we've got, we really do have to start working on that. So so things don't get shaken up, if that makes sense. Make sense to everybody? Because you don't want your YouTube account pulled like mine was. And I, thankfully, I didn't get, it wasn't only the only thing, but it was one of those things where, okay, that's good to know. Awesome. There goes all of those people that I had access to before. Great. You can also put in what you're testing or when you're going to know more information if you are testing one of the other ones. But I'm looking for the top three that you're working on right now that are working for you. Okay. So that way we also don't go and give Tiffany advice like, oh, you know what you should do? You should do Facebook Lives. And you're like, yeah, got that. Don't worry. 70,000 views per video or something crazy like that. All right, Tiffany, what's your biggest video? How many views does it have?
I'm not sure. I think around 100,000.
You know, 100,000.
But that's not typical.
My town had 2,000 people in it, Tiffany, so 100,000 is pretty gosh darn impressive either way. But that's what, so I want to make sure everybody's giving advice based on what we know is working for you. And again, it's really good for me to know what your numbers are at a quick glance anyway. All right. After that, and this is where even Karen, who I was like, you're the data person, you should know, right? Just data. And she's like, I'm really not great at this stuff. Like, good, I'll make you do it too. And Karen, by the way, just hit her goal of 35 grand this month and is leaving for 3 weeks also. So we can pat her on the back. She hit it right before she left and she's super excited. All right. So the, your leads and sales KPIs. So what I'm looking for on this section, if you do online stuff, especially if lead magnets are a very important thing for you, make sure we write what the lead magnet is, right? And what the conversion rate is. So for Ben, you can even do this for your podcast interviews. I don't know if you send them to a specific lead page, but if you do, I would write lead magnet for podcast or something like that and what the conversion rate is on that. Because I can take a look and I can, what I'm trying to do with these also is figure out like, do we need to bring in Justin Christensen, who's the conversion rate guy for an implementation webinar, because you guys could all do better for conversion rates, that sort of stuff. Okay. And it's really good for you to know too. So at a glance, we can figure out if it's worth trying to work on and or not. All right, then the same thing, if you're online and you have sales page conversion rates, is gonna be great for you, Tiffany, because I always wanna know what these are. And even if we just have a snapshot of one time, it'll be awesome. So that way we can see if we are improving and or not when we go through this, along with if you have any webinars or Facebook Live or anything like that, what the ways you convert to that. I know you're testing a whole bunch of stuff, Tiffany, so. All right. Then if you're like Julie, who has, Brandon, who have specific sales calls and that sort of stuff also, how many sales calls have you had written down? How many were closed and what our typical sales ratio is, right? And of course that depends on what the leads are, but we're looking for just an average. So, and Julie, you know, I've done this with you a bazillion times before. Okay. If we have this many, how many does that equal to? And I know you have a long sales cycle, but I just want to know about what that is so we know how much networking and prospecting and that sort of stuff in order to do at the beginning. Okay, does anyone have any questions on any of that stuff? Okay, please try not to leave too many things blank. We're entrepreneurs, so we're like, eh, that'll take too long. Eh, I don't really know. That's not really for me. I'm not really sure, right? I know you guys because you're like me. So if you don't have three sales pages, that's okay. But if you do, I would like to have all three if you can. Okay. With links ideally. All right. So then we want to put down your team. So that way when we are talking about delegation and that sort of stuff in the hot seats, that'll be really important to have. It's like a mini org chart, right? So what's the name of the person, what the title is, and what their strengths are. So if you don't know what their strengths are, we need to know what their strengths are. Okay, so that way if you're in the hot seat and you're like, I'm so overwhelmed and I can't do this, that, and the other thing, and we look at your sheet, we can go, why don't you give that to so-and-so? Okay, it's going to be a lot easier. And that's what I can do personally on one-on-one stuff, because I know your teams, but I know everybody else doesn't. And I really want that engagement because you guys have brilliance here.
I have a question about that.
Yes, definitely.
Can we include, or should we include, people who aren't necessarily on a team but that we regularly hire to do things?
Yep, contractors? But, totally.
Okay.
Yep. And as we're doing this, I would actually, because Ben knows I did this with him before also, is rate them, right? So when you're thinking of their strengths, are they an A player? Are they a B player? Are they a C player? Are they an F? It'll just give you a quick little check-in on all of them also. Do this with your contractors too. Because if you're like, oh, I like my designer, but oh, she doesn't do this and she doesn't do this and she's been really late on her deadlines, then us actually paying attention to that while we're writing this down will be important. Though I know, Tiffany, your designer's my designer, so hopefully she's delivering. All right. Was there any other questions on the team side of things? Awesome. Now, if there's a need to hire, I know, Brandon, you've got this times 10, right? You're like, I need that guy in the field. You can also write that down, like currently hiring for, so that way we know that you're already working on it. All right. And then the last piece, super simple. And we might expand this a little bit later. There's somebody in the other group who's actually a bookkeeper. She has a bookkeeping business, a flat rate bookkeeping business, by the way. If I haven't introduced you to Al yet, then you can work with her too. She's awesome. And we're talking about actually expanding this a little bit more. But right now, super simple. I don't want it to be crazy for you, but most of you have asked you this question already. What's your average expenses in business, right? And how much profit is your business currently making on average per month? You were almost all there for the Justin Crane webinar. Are we actually doing the stuff that he suggested, right? Are we actually pulling out 10% profit? Are we making 10% profit? If we're not, how do we make sure we are taking our own margins and stuff like that too? I'm assuming there's no questions on that, but you guys tell me. Cool. Because what I would love is to have that monthly average expense if you don't have a budget yet. So that way we can look at your revenue and your average expenses, so you're not killing yourself for peanuts, because sometimes we have a tendency to do that and not pay attention when we're dealing with business. All right, but that is it. And you guys have a while. Now, if you do have a chance to do it before our quarterly session, that's awesome. If you don't, that's okay too. I know that's coming up quite soon for most of you. And I gave you 2 weeks on purpose. So you'd have 2 weeks to be able to go and take your time with this. And if you have any questions as we go, definitely let me know. But I really want that snapshot in time. If you also have any feedback for like, I don't get this, or this doesn't make sense, or you know what you should add is this, or add extra boxes or anything like that, let me know also, because we are tweaking it and making it better. Good? Everyone's like, boring numbers and stuff. Awesome. You guys know how important they are though. I know they're somewhat unsexy, and you guys know how sexy they are when you hit your numbers and things go well. So we just want to be able to highlight really quickly what's working really well and what isn't. Does anyone have any questions on that at all? Silence, but I can see your faces, so I feel so much better about it all.
Perfect. Well, Jamie, I did look at it and I was like, I wish I could manipulate it.
So that's why we're getting the doc. Yep.
Yeah.
So we'll get you a Word doc version of this exact same thing, so you can feel like you can put in more if you want to put in more, right?
Yeah.
I'm also going to be with the new, because we're creating a whole system for this program. So it's going to be more, less of me in them, because I'm not actually going to be doing the hot seats anymore. We're going to be doing more implementation style type things. So what we're doing is creating all this content, and I might as well test it out on you, because you might as well get that also, right? If you want to use it. So what we're trying to do is really pull up the vision, the values, the stuff that we don't typically pay attention to, but I feed you as we go, a really systemized process for doing that. So that way you can have a picture of, you know, your company values painted by me. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to send you all company value paintings, but being able to know what they are and having them up on the wall along with your vision and stuff, I think is really, really important. And yet I haven't done that with you guys yet. I've told you that it's good, but actually making sure that it gets done and going, hey, you guys need to do this by this date and time. That's what we're looking for also, to really systemize the process a little bit more. Make sure you guys know, because we've talked about it, especially when you have ups and downs, like there's a reason why you're doing this. Let's look at our values. Let's look at our vision. Let's really know why we're doing this. Let's look at our children. Let's see why we're doing this. But formalizing that process is what I'm looking to do. So any feedback that you have would be helpful. Does that make sense? Perfect. All right. Was there any final questions on this? Okay, so let me pull up who's getting in the hot seat. So what do you guys think for video? Do you want to do video yes or video no for next time? Well, continuing, I should say. Yay, nay? Oh, we got two yays, Ben. Thinking about it. Tiffany? Now, Moni, you have to say yes because everybody else said. Is that why you were waiting? You're smart. So what we'll do, if you're traveling and stuff like that, guys, just call in on audio. No big deal. If it's a big deal, I don't care. But I really do like seeing your faces. I think it really does help with engagement and get to know you guys a little bit better. Does that make sense? Okay. And that way you can't make faces at me. Like, I can't believe she said that again. Oh, Jamie. All right, so we only have a couple minutes left, and we did the stop doing list last time. Is there anything that the guys that were here last time didn't do on the stop doing list? Can you say a couple of the things that you said that you were going to put on the list so that way Ben and Julie can hear them also? I can read the list also if you need it.
I did terrible with checking the phone and just distractions, and I think I just dove in deeper to distractions.
Because now you were more aware of it. Awesome.
Well, and partly I think it is, I need a break.
Yeah.
I don't need a distraction, but I need an intentional break from
so
my
how
mind.
Can we do that?
It's a good question.
It is a good question. That's why I asked it to you. I could name 1,000 things, right? But it doesn't necessarily matter if it doesn't resonate with you. So what gives your brain a break, an actual break?
Yeah, I think just going outside and sitting on the swing, possibly with a book, possibly with nothing.
Just like Erin was saying last week and actually being bored.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Who knew, right? Okay, so I'm going to write that down for you, just so you know. They're like, great, Jamie. Thanks so much. Isn't it hilarious that your action items are Tiffany has to go outside and swing?
I like that. That's good.
There's also, I know I had a lot of you guys download Rescue Time. You can actually pay for the upgraded version and it will limit your time. So you could say, I am okay with being on Facebook for 15 minutes, but then it'll cut you off and it'll cut you off hard, just so you know. So whatever those websites are, you can allow yourself a little bit without necessarily cutting it off completely. Okay, but I will make you sing if you don't swing. Like that. That's good, right? Sad jokes. Now I can see your faces. Oh, that was really pitiful. Jamie, thanks. Ben was like, oh my gosh. See? Now I get to call you guys out. This is perfect. Awesome. All right. So Muna, did you have anything else? I know you had the not checking the phone at nighttime also on your list. Remember that?
Yeah, so it's been kind of 50-50. I'm checking the phone, but less frequently, not as late into the night, and consciously knowing that I shouldn't be buzzed.
Which makes you feel guilty, which is also awesome, right?
Yeah.
Is it, so I actually started chatting with a couple of the productivity guys to see if there are things that we could do. I have a circle here, which limits the time. What I'm trying to do is figure out if it will limit the time after certain hours. So for me, I can turn off my kids' internet at 9 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to turn off my internet at 9 o'clock at night. I also know how to unpause it and fix it. But what I was trying to do is limit the time. So give myself maybe 30 minutes or something like that. So I feel like I can do it, but I feel like it's more of a game instead of a restriction because we're entrepreneurs. We'll be like, screw that. I'm going to do it anyway. Right.
And that's, you know what? I just check it for 30 seconds. I don't like waste time. Just see if there's anything important that I have to worry about. Not so.
Isn't that right? Did you hear what you just said? Right? Yay. Let's look at more stuff to worry about. That sounds awesome. And that's, I mean, I get it, because you want to know if there's anything wrong. What we should do is we should totally have somebody be checking our email constantly and just let us know, like constantly. Yes. Just let us know when there's actually something that matters.
Exactly.
Well, I do have somebody in the Philippines, so maybe that's a new product for me, right? All right, so how can I hold you accountable or more accountable in this next 2 weeks for that to happen for you?
Let's make my cutoff time 9 p.m.
Okay.
And, okay, so we'll speak again 2 weeks. How about, say, 10 out of the 14 days?
Perfect.
Okay.
Otherwise, you sing.
Okay.
And you have to be honest, too.
Yes.
Yes, you better all be honest in this.
Okay, this is my work email, not my personal email, because that's okay to write.
No, I'm okay with your personal email. Okay. I'm assuming you don't get things to worry about very much in your personal email.
No.
Yeah, go check that as much as you want. Hopefully it's good, wonderful emails instead.
Okay, good.
All right, so Julie and Ben, I'm going to ask you for something on your stop doing list, but I'm going to tell you really quick what Chuck did, because I quizzed him on this separately on another phone call, right? So I made him, and he called it the shit to quit list, by the way, which I thought was hilarious. So he ended up stopped doing the Toastmasters website, right? Because he was doing that before. He's like, I'm still okay with going to Toastmasters. He quit Cub Scouts, but he had a lot of obligations and he stopped doing all those things. He literally saved so much time. What he thought, he did Aaron Walker's mastermind group before too. I'm like, I will tell Aaron you should not be in his too. He quit that too, right? So what are some things that you guys will really feel like you can stop doing, whether it be a distraction Facebook kind of thing or something where you can just cut that line, so that way I can write it down for you? Who wants to go first, Ben or Julie?
I'm just thinking about, like, those are good ideas, right? To stop working after 9 p.m.
She's so, like, hi.
I think it's something like that would force the schedule also during my day. So if I slept normally, like, I would, like, it would get me back into like a regimen of a master schedule.
I agree 1,000%. So what would you like to do?
No working after 11.
11? Okay.
Not a.m. or p.m.?
No kidding, right? 11 p.m. What time do you go to sleep?
Sometimes very late.
You mean very early in the morning. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what time do you wake up? How much sleep are you actually getting?
About six to eight.
Okay. It's just a later morning.
Yeah.
Do you feel better? Because it depends, right? We call each other like night owls. Have you read The Miracle Morning by any chance, or no? Okay. Have the rest of you read Miracle Morning? Okay. So Miracle Morning is written by my good friend here in Austin, Hal Elrod. It's a little hardcore, but the principles are super, super solid. It's all about the way you start your day is the way the rest of your day goes, right? So you know when you have those freaking amazing days where you're like, oh, I got up, I meditated, I worked out, I felt amazing, I had a great smoothie, and then I did this, and then I journaled, and then I started work, right? And that's that momentum of being a clear head, or if you feel like you do your work way better when you haven't checked email, right, in the morning. Mm-hmm. And so then you get down, you do your most important tasks, your active actions, and then you feel like you can do all your calls. That's why most of my calls start after 10. Because I have on my sheet, I have a little thing that says morning routine. Now I don't do all seven because I think that's a little too crazy. He has seven of them every single morning, which is a little nuts for me. But the stories are really impressive. There's a new book that he came out with Cameron Harold, who's, I don't know if you guys know Cameron Harold, but he did 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I just interviewed him a couple weeks ago. $200 million companies by the age of 35, you know, easy, simple stuff, right? But one of the things that's impressive is they wrote A Miracle Morning for entrepreneurs. So it's just for entrepreneurs. Ooh. To try and get on the right track, because that matters. So I would highly recommend even just getting it on Audible. I don't know if it's on Audible yet, but skimming it as best you can, and then outlining what works, because that was one of the main things that I did that made a huge difference, because I'm not a morning person. at all. I kept telling myself I was a night owl. I'd go to bed at 1 or 2 in the morning because I'm like, this is amazing. And I'd work and I thought it was great because the kids were sleeping. And then I started waking up earlier because I have to, because you guys know kids go to school really, really early in the morning, right? And so I'd have to get my meditation in before they actually woke up at like 5:30 or 6. And I was like, I'm not a morning person. And now I am, which is crazy. So I interviewed Hal probably 3 years ago, so it took me a while. But the morning schedule is huge for me. So even if it's just skimming through that book and figuring out what works for you, Julie, and probably starts with going to stop work after 11, because I'm sure your brain swirls with work when you sleep. Sometimes that's positive and sometimes that's definitely not. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so is 11 good, or do you want to try 10:30 so you can wake up a little earlier, or are we good?
Yeah, I can just say 10.
Awesome. I'm writing it down. Just test it for a while. How many out of how many days? Because I know it's going to be the July 4th weekend, so I'm pretty sure no work after 10. For how many days?
I would say except on Saturdays or Fridays.
Like, then I can sleep in forever. No, I totally get that too. Okay. So, 10 p.m. Perfect. Except for Friday and Saturday is what I wrote. So it's going to be about 10 out of 14 days, just like Muna. And then keep tabs, everybody, on this, on how you're feeling also, please. So, like, if it doesn't work because you hate it, don't do it. But I also need to know where you're at. So don't do it just because we said to do it. See it and make sure it actually works for you. Because like with Brandon, he's like, no, I want to do this forever. That sounds great. That's what we want. We only want to find those things and add those in because you guys don't have time for a bunch of other extra stuff. All right, Ben, last but not least, what are you willing to stop doing?
Well, I just to keep it concise, I get a lot of people that want little, like they, for like SEO, like their website, they want like this thing and they want this, that, or little bitty tiny pieces of certain thing done to their website. And it takes, you know, it could probably take me like 2 or 3 hours to do, and I can charge $100 an hour and pay someone $25 an hour to do it. So I can take the $400 and then pay someone 100, keep 300, make, I can do that like a lot. But then what happens is if they don't follow through correctly, then I got to go back and this and that. Is it really worth the $300 I made to go back and follow this? And I think about it and this, and they got all these loose ends. And I mean, probably 2 or 3 a week of these little nitinoid, little bits and pieces that add to like, just like, does this go through? And then like, I've got a meeting after this with somebody that I had sold something a while back and it didn't get followed through, and I have to like meet with them again. It's like, how much did I actually make off this anyway? So like turning down projects that don't have like a clear defined, this person who does it, this is the process and this is the procedure behind it. If you know, if it becomes a common thing, then maybe build a process or something, but like nothing under like $2,000 I should touch.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, what is the dollar number that's worth having to sign on a client? Cause I love, this is the 80-20 rule in its perfect form, right? But there's money and I should say yes, cause it's awesome and easy and 17 other things that you have to think about, which is insane. So 2000 is it?
Say I would say, no, yeah, I'd say
all small. Okay. Who can we tell on your team? So that way this actually happens.
Brooke.
Good. Okay. Tell Brooke, because if you don't, I will. Because it's one of those things where we say it here and you're like, awesome. It sounds great. I made Jamie happy. And then the follow through, especially for 2 weeks is not, yeah, of course you can do it for 2 weeks. Right. But this is going to change so much for you. You could be working on your beta where you actually have leverage, or you could be working on creating a separate system for avatars, which is so much money. Instead of little bitty things. All right. I love that one. One of my favorites. All right. We are all set. So I wrote them all down. I have lots of songs to pick out potentially for you guys, which I'm very excited about. Next week might only be singing, because you're going to forget, because it's going to be on a week off, right? Vacation. But I wrote it down. Make sure you write it down if you haven't already. Okay. Because I wrote it down. All right. just being hardcore about it. I'll ask Aaron, but he's on vacation, so I'm pretty sure it's not going to work for him. So next time when we come back, Brandon, you are in the hot seat. So if you guys could have your intake forms by then, especially you, Brandon, to make sure that we can go over those pieces and parts so everybody understands all the cool, sexy concrete stuff that you get to talk about for next time. Okay, does anyone have any questions at all? It is going to be video. Let me know if you're traveling, of course. And Arion will be out because he's out for 3 weeks. I think you should send him loving texts because hopefully he will not get them all because he's not bringing his phone. But does anyone have any questions before we finish up for the day?
I think I will be out that next time too.
Yes,
we on the 11th.
Okay. Yes. Everybody's going on vacation. I love it, as you should be. Are there any other vacations coming up in July? Why not? I mean, I know Muna just came back from Spain, etc., but still. All right. Well, let me know if you guys need anything.
But they're on the weekends.
Oh, what was that? On the weekends?
Yeah.
Brandon, you got the craziest fun stuff. I need to learn from you on some of the fun stuff that you do with your children on the weekends. All right. So you guys let me know if you need anything. We're taking a week off, but most of you guys I have a quarterly call with. So if we have a quarterly call, prep what you want to get out of the quarterly call, right? If you're like, I want to hash out the entire strategy for this, that, and the other thing, or I need feedback on this specific launch, or I need feedback on this, write that all down and send me what you can so we can make sure either we use the full hour, like I've said to you guys before, or we can break it up in half an hour chunks and you can use it for later. Okay, I just want to make sure everybody is all set and raring and ready to go and having that reset. Sound good? Good, I can see everybody nodding. I love video. Yes, Jamie. I tell my children this, yes, mom, whatever you say, mom, I've trained them well. Apparently I do it well for you guys too. Awesome. All right. Well, I hope you guys have a fantastic week. Let me know if you need anything at all, and hopefully you enjoy your vacations, and I'll chat with you guys soon. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.